This is Kerry Siders with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb Counties, the IPM program. Well, we talked last week about soil temperatures at the 6-inch depth being way too cool, and we have seen those temperatures rebound. In fact, yesterday on Tuesday, the 21st of April, the daytime average at 6 inches was right at 63 degrees, which is a good temperature. It still needs to be near 65, and I think that we'll be there by the end of the week, but we still have to be very cautious with cool fronts that may come in. Right now, I don't see that in the next 7-day forecast, but we're still dipping down in the nighttime temperatures to 50 or even below. I don't know that we'll see much in the way of freezing temperature from this point out, but I just, you know, again, temper your enthusiasm for planting anytime real soon within the next 7 to 10 days. Now, again, I think once we get into the first few days of May, as long as we've got good open weather for 4 or 5 days and that soil temperature is a solid 65 and continuing to rise, and I think the conditions are good. Also want to make quick note of a lot of producers beginning some pre-irrigation. Fortunately, we haven't had to do much in the way of pre-irrigation with the recent rains over the last few months, and we still have excellent soil moisture below 8 or 10 inches. I think that top near foot, some cases again just 8 or 10 inches, has dried out considerably due to the winds, some warm weather, and it's the right thing to go ahead and begin maybe stacking some moisture on top of that subsoil, try to get it to the top where we have some planting moisture for the next couple of weeks as we get into the first couple of weeks of May. And plus that dry soil, of course, it fluctuates greater when it's dry than it does when it's moist. So if we get it moist now, it'll maintain those soil temperatures longer. Of course, we could see some initial chilling of the soil with the water, but it will maintain temperatures much better when it is moist. So that's kind of where we're at today. Again, not real enthused about planting before May 1st, but I think once we get there, soil temperatures will be good as long as you've got some planting moisture. Dryland farmers will just have to continue to pray for some rainfall.
Yeah, Kerry, this is Blaine Reed, IPM agent Hill in Swisher County. Really would like to back you up a little bit on the soil temperature side of things. And you know, I've got some numbers. You know, we're a little bit farther north than you are, and I know we have some cooler soil temperatures and probably a lot more no-till, a lot more crop rotation, but yet we tend to plant ahead of you guys, which kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit. But that's because so many of our growers are conscientious about the shorter growing window we have, and even though it's not that terribly far, it is a little bit more farther north, and it's a little bit more notable. So oftentimes we get out ahead of ourselves, and I would just like to, you know, kind of quote some numbers here to back you up on those soil temperatures. And yeah, I've got a lot of guys that have trimmed down on that seeding population because cotton costs so much to go out in the ground, so every seed has to count. But if guys are planting that 42,000 seed per acre, we need to look at that cold germ, not just the warm germ that's printed on the bag. We need that cold germ information, and I urge the guys to get that information from their seed company. They have it. So if we have a cold germ of, let's say, 80%, which is not too terribly bad, if you plant 42,000 seed per acre, that leaves you 33,600 plants per acre to deal with. And that's just barely over what I would consider a minimum plants per acre profitability line. And when we get around that 30,000 plants per acre, maybe even 27, we get below that, we start getting too many gaps in the field. And we've had research done in Halfway that shows when we get below 27,000 plants per acre, then we are not going to be able to get the yields that we need. And a lot of people's yield goals are that 1,500 plus. That 27,000 or less, you're probably only going to have a realistic yield goal of about 1,000 pounds, maybe 1,100 pounds. And that's on high input irrigated cotton. Now, where dry land is another issue, but just working on that high input, ready to push the button and really put the inputs to it. If we had that 33,600 seed germinate, Well, this is West Texas. You know, we usually donate at least 10,000 of those seed to our other issues, the wind, the hail, seedling disease, wireworms. So if we lose 10,000 directly to that, we're already below that 30,000 or 27,000 mark. We're dipping down to 23, 24,000, which would be more of a dry land input situation. If that's our goal, that's okay. But, y'all, that's where we're looking at a best case scenario with only 42,000 seed out there and 80% cold germ. And then we leave 10,000 to the weather and other pests. We're missing out pretty hard. So really look closely at those soil temperatures. And Kerry mentions the good soil temperatures and look at the forecast out a pretty good ways. But also look at that cold germ. And hey, I'm a big fan, because our fields vary quite a bit from site to site. I'm a big fan of taking soil temperatures for each field and then watching the weather forecast. It's really good to watch everything recorded from weather stations, but there's no substitute for looking in your own field. And I really recommend that you look at the cooler temperatures, not the heat of the day temperatures. That's really what's going to matter a lot. And we'll be taking some here in the next week or two out around Swisher and Hale County. But I dare say we need to be taking those temperatures between 8 and maybe 10 o'clock in the morning before it really warms up. That's the temperatures that are really going to hurt seedlings that are borderline making it one way or another. So with that being said, certainly watch out for that cotton planting temperature. And, you know, let's be realistic. I think we are moving some planters for the corn and sorghum. I think we're looking at that 57, 59 degree soil temperature. Be okay to start rolling on some of that, but be real careful and watch those forecasts with everything involved and check that cold germ.
Hi, everybody. This is John Toby with Castro, Palmer, and Bailey Counties. I got a chance to talk to Taylor Messman last week about some alfalfa and got to go out there and look at a few fields with him. It's actually his third time spraying the instances he had, so a few problems with the alfalfa weevil out there. Seen a lot of aphid movement starting to get in there. Once all that's cut and once all that's harvested, you'll see a little bit of movement out there. I don't have a whole lot of alfalfa, so I'm not real worried in this part of the world about the harbinger of pests out into the full season crops like cotton and sorghum and into corn. But we still have to keep an eye on that.
This is Dagan Teague, IPM agent for Floyd and Crosby counties, and I was asked by a grower this morning to go check out a wheat field, worried about some freeze damage. And there's definitely freeze damage out there, but nothing to be concerned about. I've seen maybe one head damage per square foot, and that's every other square foot that I've been checking in the fields. And so everything's looking good, and it's most of it is still in boot, only a few heads out.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.